From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Jacob Resnick. Now that Congress has okayed oil and gas exploration in Anwar's coastal plain, opponents are preparing for the next phase in their decades-long struggle to protect the environmentally sensitive area.
This fight is not over for the Gwich'in. It has just begun on a whole new level.
Bernadette Dementeff is executive director of the Gwich'in Steering Committee. She says members of the Fairbanks-based organization are taking a few days off before they resume their efforts to protect the coastal plain and its wildlife from oil industry development.
You know, right now, we just take the time to calm down because there's a lot of anger and we can't act out in anger.
The Gwich'in consider the lands in Anwar that would be open to oil and gas exploration as sacred. There are worries that industrial activity will harm the porcupine, caribou herd, and other wildlife that's essential to indigenous people's subsistence. Conservation groups say they are preparing to launch campaigns to protect Anwar in concert with their national counterparts and indigenous people's organizations. State lawmakers and staff will be required to take mandatory training to prevent sexual and other workplace harassment. Last week, Democratic State Representative Dean Westlake said he will resign after being accused of inappropriate behavior towards aides in the legislature. Currently, required ethics training mentions discrimination laws, but Pam Varney, executive director of the Legislative Affairs Agency, says the training on harassment and discrimination prevention, scheduled to begin next month, will be a deeper dive into those issues. The Juneau Police Department is facing a shortage of officers. The Juneau Empire reports that the mayor's task force on public safety met with police officials Tuesday and learned that the department is 11 officers short of full capacity, with two more set to retire in the spring. Deputy Chief David Campbell said the department is in the process of hiring officers, but training takes a long time.
So this is Christmas. Now what have you done?
Soul musician Harrison B. recently played an acoustic Christmas concert at the Goldtown Theater. He's based in Seattle, but has roots here in the capital city. The concert was part of the KRNN Spotlight series. Here's Harrison B. singing Happy Christmas, War is Over by John Lennon and Yoko Ono.
Hope you have fun, the near and the dear one, the old and the young. And so merry Christmas.
You can listen to this and other songs from the concert at 2 p.m. Saturday on KRNN 102.7. Clear skies in the forecast with temperatures dipping down to 21 tonight. Sunny skies for tomorrow, highs around 30. Mostly clear overnight with lows around 24. Increasing clouds on Sunday, highs around 34, lows in the 20s. That's your news and weather update. From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Jacob Resnick.